The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
5 home runs against them so far this year out of 15. Hey, poop and pee, 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 poop and pee. And pee. Hey, it's your boys. Yeah. We're back. We're back.
All right, I saw we're on above and below or below and
above below. Yes.
Below below beloved below. We're on that network, and we're number 5, or Lousy Weather Media, right?
Yeah, we're number 5
out of the whole thing. We're number 5 out of the whole thing. We could be number 1.
Well, we could definitely be number 1.
We just got to, I got to start promoting more.
We've,
I want to be number 1.
Listen, boyfriends.
I don't want to piss them off.
The boyfriends have been picking it up lately. As I've said, thank you. We appreciate it.
Who are you? Tell us who
you
are.
You really need to, because it's starting to get ridiculous. Because I can see who's listening, and there are a lot of you.
Detroit.
And we have a Twitter account that you guys need to fucking utilize here. Fantasy Boys Pod.
Can you have robot-driven listens?
Like you used to be able to, but Audio Boom changed their... Because that's why...
Algorithm.
Yeah, so in the middle there...
So this has to be real people, is what we're saying,
absolutely.
Right? Like, it has to be. Fucking tell us who you are, you dicks.
Yeah.
We wanted to know. Just tell us who you are. We love you.
We know of some of you.
We love you so much.
And the ones that we do know are fucking ride-or-die boyfriends.
Yeah.
So... We love you. Shout out Tony B. Greasy.
And that's about it. That's who we know.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, a couple, I told you, a couple people fucking listen. I've heard
Tony
it.
B. Greasy. I love that shirt. That's dope.
That was awesome.
Columbus, when
we
I was in Columbus, a couple
merch.
People said that they
oh, fucking cool.
To us, so. And Detroit, for some reason, hey, fuck Rip Hamilton. Fuck Rasheed Wallace, but I like you, so
Rasheed.
You know what?
Wallace.
Rasheed Wallace, greatest NBA player to ever get busted at an airport in the metal detector for putting weed in tinfoil. Of
smart.
All time.
That's
absolutely. Sheed's the best, man.
Didn't Michael Vick have like a Barbasol can?
No, he had a water bottle with a little pocket.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Who had the Barbasol can? Somebody had a Barbasol can.
Like Jurassic Park?
Yeah, like honestly, like Jurassic Park.
Okay, I can't. I know, but I can't remember who. Might have been Michael Vick. Might have got popped twice.
Remember Marcus when Vick definitely did.
Remember when Marcus Vick got in trouble with them kids at McDonald's? Like he's like,
oh no,
he like pulled a gun on some kids at McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah. And, and then they're like, "Aren't you Marcus Vick?" And he just put it away.
That's a Marcus Vick move there. Remember when he stomped on the dude's dick and balls?
Yeah, he was an angry boy.
Remember Albert Haynesworth stomping to that dude? That's
a big fucking
man.
Yeah.
That was a fucked up thing to do.
Marcus Vick, I think before that, they were looking at him as like an NBA or NBA, NFL, like being drafted.
I think he was way too small that he was, like they were talking about him in like the later rounds.
Yeah, but still getting drafted.
Still going to the NFL or something.
He didn't even make the NFL, right?
Yeah, because he pulled guns on kids at McDonald's.
I mean, his brother did fight dogs to the death.
His brother was also fucking all
really
pro. People wanted him
That's
out
true.
Of jail.
That's true.
Kellen Winslow.
Oh, yes.
Back
Holy
in the news.
Holy shit.
Former Brown Kevin Winslow. Kellen Winslow.
Kellen.
Get in trouble for something less funny than jerking off in a Boston Market parking lot with a bottle of Vaseline.
So what
Absolutely.
Happened?
Let me real quick just say...
Yeah.
I am not condoning Michael Vick's actions. I'm just fucking explaining. I feel
right,
like
right.
I do not want to be tied up in. I'm supporting Michael Vick.
Oh no, Michael Vick's my favorite.
People will murder you over thinking.
Yeah,
that
I know.
These days.
I have that joke about it. About the fucking the people that like who always condemn Michael Vick are also the same monsters that own a genetically engineered dog to look cute in a Christmas.
Yeah,
like a veterinarian Joseph Mangala. But yeah, fucking
your jokes are so relatable.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That fucking Ben Franklin joke fucking crushed yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So face on you, all the people that said I couldn't make a joke about the founding fathers' attire.
I retweeted that when you tweeted it.
Yeah, no, I like wrote it. It's like a long thing now. But anyways, what were we talking about? Michael Vick. I love Michael.
No, Kellen's
Winslow. Kellen Winslow, yes.
Kellen Winslow.
Okay, so he gets arrested for the breaking and entering, and then they let him out on bail, and then they re-arrest him because a whole bunch of
like rape
shit happened where like he was getting double up charges like rape and forcible rape, which what's the
forcible sodomy.
Yeah. Forcible
and forcible sodomy.
Yeah. And forcible.
And if I'm not mistaken, she was in her 70s.
No, really?
Wait, you guys didn't know this part of things?
I haven't
read into this because as it turns out, these women are like 54, 59, 72, 86 or 89 years old, like crazy old.
What?
Yes. All of this is him breaking in and progressively got worse with what he was doing, apparently, like by age, like the older it got here. Yeah. Let me see if I can't find this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is some wild shit.
I didn't see the in-depth shit. I just saw like the charges and stuff.
Yeah, the first time he got arrested, he was like breaking into a mobile home.
Yeah. And I figured it's to get pills or something.
Like, yeah, but like a neighbor saw him and like asked him what he was doing there, and he said he was looking for Clifford, his big red dog. So this whole
that
thing,
dog
if you
is
think
not...
about it, this could be like a CTE rampage. Or, movie. This could very well be a CTE rampage happening from Kellen Winslow. He was a physical player and like an undersized guy.
K2 could have been smoking K2, though, it sounds like.
Mm,
yeah,
he's doing something.
He got caught for that. Well done. Well done.
He also... if you're looking for Clifford the Big Red Dog, like that was the whole thing, is he was easy to. He was a big giant red dog.
I think his publicist said
you could
that
see him
he
anywhere.
Was just joking around about that, but
hilarious.
That's not a time. It's not a time to.
Well, yeah. His other famous exploit, as I referenced before, getting
drinking
caught
in Boston
in a Boston Market parking lot.
Yeah,
with a
super weird
jar of Vaseline. Which, if you're gonna lube up,
you're a professional athlete. Go romance yourself. Get some real lubricant.
Vaseline's like the seventh grade fucking.
Okay, I got the charges.
Lube sort of deal.
He is charged with kidnapping, rape, and forced oral copulation of a 56-year-old in March, and kidnapping, rape, and sodomy of a 59-year-old woman in May. Where's the older ones? I swear to God, I read earlier.
I mean, if you kidnapped her already.
Oh, okay, here we go. Now facing two counts of burglary and intent to rape from the break-ins, the victims are women ages 71 and 86.
What
Jesus
in
Christ.
The fuck?
Yep.
That is insane.
Yep.
I mean, like...
I had his jersey.
Yeah, he was... he's a soldier! He's a soldier!
So fucked up.
I mean, he's either a total maniac...
Like, I think you're onto something with the CTE
or, like,
thing.
The CTE really could be playing a large part in it.
Perhaps, but then that's like... There's a bunch of people with CTE that aren't fucking raping
people. Right,
women.
But he's a CTE
maybe
plus...
heroin or pain pills.
I think there's an addiction plus the CTE. His brain has...
Something crazy is going on.
I'm not excusing it, but we need to study that dude's brain.
Was it last time we were talking about 30 for 30s? Like,
yeah.
Upcoming ones? You know which one I really think is going to make the best one ever?
Was that
Aaron? Manti Te'o.
Oh, yeah.
Manti Te'o is going to make the... I cannot wait to hear the real story there. Because the real story has not come out. And it will come out.
Do you know the real story?
I have no idea.
The real story is he's gay with that fucking dude that was playing. And they reverse engineered that story.
I feel like somebody would not go to this great of heights and just have this obvious lie where everybody's looking at him going, we know you're hiding something. Like,
yeah.
Nobody believes that he really got captured. He's not that dumb. He is a fucking star athlete at Notre Dame.
Right.
That this happened to. This whole thing is super weird.
Yeah.
There's something else going on.
That'll be a good one. That'll be
maybe,
good
and
one.
I'm thinking, like, I mean, if he was just gay, I don't think he'd go through all this. I think he'd just be a gay... star in the NFL or a player in the NFL.
Who's the gay star that plays in the NFL right now?
Michael Sam at least got a shot.
Yeah,
I feel
he got
like,
blackballed out of fucking football.
But he wasn't very good. Manti
Te'o was
like
to...
a Heisman top five guy.
True.
But still, you if can't you have something football. Like that, yeah, you just can't. I mean, you can't even...
You can't kneel for a fucking song. Flag.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, you're right.
The NFL is a different league than any other... Like, you could be a gay baseball player, you could be a gay basketball player.
Baseball dude.
See, I was football thinking maybe he was, like, trans different. Or something like that. Like, closeted transgender.
Ah, maybe.
Like Manti Te'o is, or the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe it just had...
It's just a big clit. Mm-hmm. Well, I want that to all come out. That would be great. But this Kellen Winslow one, when it all... Like, his whole story...
Yeah, the whole arc.
Is going to be crazy.
I pulled up the masturbating one.
I feel like this is huge news. I mean, former first-round pick? This is...
It is to us,
this is Aaron Hernandez level.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except he's not playing. Aaron Hernandez, other most baller move of all time, to kill himself, so his conviction got not overturned, but in the Massachusetts state legal commonwealth, whatever they're fucking
called. He got like expunged or something.
He's technically not guilty because his case was an appeal, and now the NFL has to pay his family like his pension. His
no
pension.
Shit.
Yep. That's why he killed himself.
And
shit. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And also he killed the guy. So overall. Because he was gay. That was the other thing.
He had like the gay thing in jail, but I heard that was
that's
more of a fabrication.
Oh no, I heard that's why he killed Odin Lloyd.
Because they were telling. That makes sense.
So that's a, like you said, a gay, like, He will go to lengths to kill people so they don't find out he's gay.
Is that why he murdered him or fucking...
I'm pretty sure.
Gang affiliations.
I'm pretty sure it was the gay thing. I think
they probably put the gang affiliations out there to make him seem tougher, but if you're trying to be on that DL and a gangster, that's a tough... there's only one person that's ever pulled it off.
It's
the dude from The Wire.
Omar. Omar coming.
Yeah.
Well, I pulled that up. I pulled up the Kellen Winslow.
Fucking Renly Baratheon made it pretty far.
Who?
But he wasn't out.
He got himself an army.
Yeah, he wasn't. Really
but out. He had like a beard and shit.
Yeah.
As she exited her vehicle, she commented to the male regarding how cold it was. As she stood near the open driver's side window of the Escalade, she observed the male's erect penis. He stated that she believed he was masturbating. The woman provided a written statement. The report also states that when police arrived at the scene, Winslow's genitals were not exposed, but that, quote, two open containers of Vaseline were visible on the car center council. Who jerks off with Vaseline if you're not fucking 13 years old and you found it in your grandma's fucking...
Right.
Well, you got two containers open.
Yeah.
How much Vaseline?
Hey.
Is he like doing like peanut butter jelly? He's like, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter. He's just scooping out of one and then the other one.
What a cleanup.
He's banging them together like Happy Gilmore.
Especially the balls to take a lubricant into the car that you're masturbating in.
In an Escalade.
Yeah, in an Escalade.
That's a nice car.
Like, if you're going to masturbate in public in an Escalade, you don't need have time to, like, lube up. You got to do a quick jerk.
Right, because then you got to, like, put your hands on the steering wheel and see how slippery.
Like, yeah. Also, and then, he was watching pornography, right?
Oh, it doesn't say.
I thought that they said in the report that he was watching porn.
On, like, the screens in his car? Probably.
I feel like that's a one where you should just go. Why are you out in public doing it? Yeah.
Just go home. He's a weird dude. A very scary, rapey, forcible sodomy dude.
Remember when he missed his whole first year because he crashed his motorcycle over like a tree thing? Like a planter?
Tree lawn, yeah. In a parking lot.
Yeah.
And then...
doing endos?
Yeah. Fucking dumbass.
Kellen.
Oh.
He's a soldier, man. Like, you gotta respect his game.
Yeah, that one season. He won good season.
He did! Braylon Edwards.
Yeah, 2000 and...
Derek Horseballs Anderson.
Yeah. Okay, so NBA shit's going on. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. He said he wants to be a Laker. And that is going to probably happen because no one's going to trade for him if he isn't going to stay there.
Yeah, but they did that with Paul George. Jesus Christ. Paul George did the exact same thing last year. They wanted to go to the Lakers, and they ended up trading to the fucking OKC. I don't, like, you might as well, if you're one of these fringe teams, take a fucking chance, man.
Yeah, all right.
You know? Like, that sucks that you can just say, I want to be traded here, and they do it. You know? Like, Gilbert. Gilbert didn't fucking have to trade Kyrie. It was a fucking... I wrote this fucking thing about LeBron, and it just made me sad. But in a happy way, just reminiscing about him. But
so
just
goddamn
like,
fun to watch him play.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Goddamn. He did some cold-blooded shit. All that shit that people knock him for, that not being clutch, and fuck all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. At this point, if you really don't think that he's the best player in basketball, far and away the best player in basketball, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fuck Kevin Durant
for
saying.
You hate him because he does cry too much. All he does is whine, but he does not get the calls.
He doesn't get the calls.
And a lot of people are going to say he does, but he gets the Shaq treatment, and it's bullshit.
Absolutely.
And he should be far more dominant because they should be letting him do these things.
Yeah, it fucking takes a toll on his fucking body, man. You know what I mean? Like, at least you got to get some.
I think he should have swallowed a little pride and saved some of it for the fucking playoffs. The whole 82 games.
Oh, yeah, that was
I don't know why.
He did that just as like a fuck you to Kyrie, basically. Or to like everybody, like he was going to win the MVP this year.
Have they named MVP yet?
No, because they do like a whole ceremony now.
If they don't name him MVP,
it's going to be James Harden. It's 100% going to be James Harden.
That's one of the things that makes me so crazy about the NBA. Like, the years that Jordan didn't win MVP because they're like, he's won enough.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like, well, we don't want to give it to him. Like, but he was the fucking best player, so just give it to him. Don't give it to fucking Charles Barkley because he had one, like, exceptional season. Like, his Barkley's best season is Jordan's, like, oh, that was a good year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what Bruton had that joke about sucking dick or whatever. I don't want to butcher it, but it's like, I don't want 16 from LeBron. That's adequate.
Yeah.
Kevin Bozeman always had the argument, because me and him have spent a lot of time.
He was on the show today. We were talking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and him have talked quite a bit about LeBron versus Jordan, and his thing that I really didn't have any comeback for was, he's like, in certain games in the finals, LeBron's going to go 12 of 18 for 26 points. Mm-hmm. Like, 8 rebounds, 9 assists.
Yeah.
Like, that's great,
yeah.
But, like, you can't have him shooting 12 of 18. If you're shooting at that kind of percentage, you got to shoot more. You got to take over. And he kind of he did that quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And he also... it's just so hard to compare because the eras are so different. The consistency with the teams is so different. But... they're both the two fucking best basketball players, and we get to watch them both, so I don't even care about that debate right now.
Yeah, I think it's like a cheap fucking, I don't know. And he always showed his dick as a Cavalier, so we have that too.
Yeah, we never saw Jordan's dick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jordan wasn't enough of a man in his fucking acid-washed parachute pants.
Silly-looking dude.
The fuck out. Yeah. worst, like...
He's still dressed as like it's 1998.
Yeah, exactly.
He's stuck in 1998.
Kangol hats.
He's pretty much wearing JNCO jeans. I saw a picture of Hulk Hogan in JNCO jeans. Oh my god, this is amazing. Hold up. This is fantastic.
Roy Wood Jr. tweeted a picture of Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, and he said, these two wear suits like they were drafted in the 2003 draft. The big baggy ill-fitting suits.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
We're gonna use that as the picture for this.
Hulk Hogan in JNCO jeans
with his son when he was just a little
and
boy.
A fanny pack.
His son also killed a guy, right?
Yeah,
more or less.
Yeah,
there was a vegetable, right?
Yeah,
that got into a car accident, drag racing. What a fucked up family that is. And then like
he wants to fuck his daughter. And,
yeah. I mean, he's like, he's even more retarded Trump, but somehow more likable. Still, you know what I mean?
Brother.
Yeah. Did you see that tweet that he had where he's like, RIP to a real one, Ryan Dunn.
And oh, yeah.
Picture
yeah.
of him and Bam Margera.
No. He said to Bam Margera, like, the whole it never mentioned Ryan Dunn. It was all Bam Margera all the way through. He's like, I wish you're still alive, man. Like,
he's effective.
Miss you, brother. Yeah.
I like...
that was fucking amazing.
Did you guys see that Johnny Knoxville movie that just came out?
I did actually see it.
Is it you good? Went and saw it?
It's terrible.
I'm sure it's terrible. He does his own stunts.
Yeah.
He
knocked his... They're getting so old.
Yeah.
He knocked his eye ball out of its socket.
Yeah, like, that was the best part, is him, like, telling that story.
Yeah.
Like, the stories and the, like, idea of making the movie was better than the movie itself. Like, it was... It just... It was 2 hours long for some reason. Which is just way too fucking long for a movie like that.
Like the storyline thing. Does the storyline play, or is it just...
Not really.
No. I'm sure it's not. It's real place. It's based off a real place.
It's based off a real place. It just... you know, they're trying to shove all these years of this place into, like, one dumb movie. And it was fine. It just wasn't... It just didn't... Chris Pontius was probably the best part.
Chris Pontius is always the best part.
He's fucking hilarious.
And one of the best
But it's just too long.
And Jackass, is it 2 or 3... Where they're like show a slow motion, like throwing a ping pong ball, and they're playing like bases loaded. And he hits it with his dong.
Yeah. Yeah. He drank horse semen.
Yeah, fucking Jackass is hilarious.
Jackass is one of my favorites.
Johnny Knoxville is for the people, my guys. He's the best. And my favorite Hollywood actor that has to piss with the benefit of a catheter.
I'm pretty sure he fucked Jessica Simpson.
I'm pretty sure he did as well.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Jessica Simpson in like the Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, in the days. In the...
That was Dukes of Hazzard. He fucked her when she was looking like that?
That's amazing.
That's the stuff of
legends. That's a very, very special era of hotness for her. Like, that I remember them releasing that. Yeah, I am. Because I remember her, like, walking in front of the car and just... fucking shaking her tits, and
she still looks good even though she's thick.
She
now,
was incredible,
like,
at that point. It was like,
it's all good thick.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
That was one of the worst movies of all time as well.
I bought it on DVD for that scene.
It's only it's worth 13
it, it was worth it, and I got it in one of those like 3 for $10
bins. Oh, yeah.
And but they had an uncensored version where they go into, when they go into Georgia, they just have some girls with fake tits show their boobs just to be like, it's an uncensored version. Like it.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't get to see the tits you want to see.
Yeah, that all movies of the mid-aughts had, like, the unrated version.
Oh, yeah,
like, the unrated version of fucking...
The Girl Next Door.
No, what was... Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers,
right?
Yeah.
That was a good one. Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers, you see Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman's tits, and that's amazing.
Are those her real tits?
No.
I mean, I know they're fake.
Those were her... No, those were her tits. You don't see the actual nipples, but he's holding her tits.
Oh, like the side boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
What's her name?
Stephanie Seymour.
Is it?
No.
Jane Seymour.
You got it?
James Seymour. Ah, no!
Wedding Crashers tits.
Tits. Lenny Kravitz dick.
Every day.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't see him, do you?
But this one, I think he's talking about.
No, not that. It's when he's holding him like that.
That one.
That's kind of...
Wow.
Wow.
Did
you ever see where he's like, I only said wow like 4 times?
Man, I guess you don't really see him.
Hey, but,
whatever. Good
I
enough.
I don't know. You saw enough that I was like... Yeah,
Dr. Quinn.
Dr. Quinn can get it.
Enough to legitimately give me boners, yeah.
Dr. Quinn could always get it, man. And her fucking... Was her husband supposed to be Indian, Native American? Because he's a white guy, right?
I never watched the show. Oh, I know nothing about it.
It was always on after Touched by an Angel when my grandma would watch it.
I remember that the show existed. I remember seeing a lot of commercials for it on PAX. Remember when Channel 2 was
PAX? Oh, yeah.
I used to be on PAX all the time along with old-ass ER episodes.
I was very disappointed there wasn't 24 hours of Bill Paxton movies.
They should do that now.
Game over, man! Game over! I'm not really in the CIA, man!
Oh, fuck, I love that movie.
That's a great movie, too. Fucking, Bill Paxton, R.I.P. What a fucking solid actor he was, man.
You know what movie I was watching the other day that is really fucking good? Is The Town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I gained, most respect for Ben Affleck.
Yeah, Affleck is a good director. He directed that. He directed that Iran movie.
Argo. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's talented.
Yeah, except
he just got into this popcorn movie thing where he was like, they tried to do like romantic comedies, and then he's like going to be like an action star, and he's actually just a really good director and wants to tell really good stories, and then he gets cast as Batman, and that
has he's a damn good life. Actor in certain movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certain movies, he's a damn good actor.
He's great in The Town. The Town's fucking one
somehow
of my favorite
his
movies.
His Boston accent feels a little forced, even though he's from Boston. It's so weird. But that's a great fucking movie.
How many fucking Boston?
Jimmy Renner.
John Hamm with great. That big meat sword in his pants.
He's a
John's Hamm. John's Hamm.
Hot beef injection from Hamm.
How come there's so many Boston bank robbing movies? Like, that city's, like, slightly bigger than Cleveland.
They keep making them.
And they're all watching them. You know?
They're all awesome.
Fucking The Departed's one of my favorite movies.
They were very close to doing Baby Driver here. In Cleveland.
I have not seen that. Is that good?
Oh, Baby Driver is fantastic.
But they were
going to do it in Cleveland, but there's like, it was like between Cleveland and Atlanta, and they ended up going to Atlanta just because like tax breaks shit.
Yeah.
Or like scheduling, so. That would have been awesome.
You see so many things that have that made in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, they make a fucking ton of movies in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, there's legit giant studios there. I mean, that's where like half of the Marvel movies are filmed there now. Like they Civil War was filmed there, and like they filmed a bunch of I think other stuff there too.
Walking Dead is filmed there.
Yeah, they do that.
Speaking of Walking Dead,
all the
Tyler
Perry movies, I think.
Oh, well, of course. Now, who could forget those cinematic masterpieces?
We should watch one because
I hope Medea goes to heaven.
No, but Poundcake was telling me about one that is so ridiculous. It's called
One.
Well, no, it's one of his serious ones, and it's the one with Kim Kardashian where she plays like a therapist, and then
I was not aware of this
one. Yeah, and it's about this girl that like cheats on her husband because they all have like religious undertones, and then she cheats on her husband one time and gets AIDS. And that's pretty much the movie. It's just her like learning her lesson for being a hoe because she cheated and got AIDS.
Well, to be fair, she shouldn't have been fucking dudes at the leather bar intravenous.
Yeah, well, that's what Jesus is trying to tell her.
Yeah, the African American community not very tolerant when it comes to homosexual issues.
Yeah,
as it turns out. But you know what? They kind of get a pass, I guess. I mean, you know, 400 years of indentured servitude. That's. You get some passes on some things.
I just don't get, like, you were treated poorly, so why would you treat somebody else poorly? You gotta punch up, not punch down.
Well, as Bruton has explained to me several times, it's not really a homophobia thing. It's more of a, the progress that gays have received.
Oh, jealousy?
Yeah. It's like, it's jealousy. Just been, like, a much shorter time period.
Well, the gays are very organized.
Yeah. That is true. They did get
with
a better presentation.
Yeah.
That's, I think Chappelle, or someone, or maybe it was Patrice, I think it was Patrice talking about how that's why they were able to do it, because you need that gay style of organization to get your rights going. And that's, I think it's on one of his albums where he talks about that, or a podcast.
He, didn't he get in trouble on his last special for having some trans jokes or something like that?
Yeah, but he's already dead, so everyone's like, hey, he's dead.
No, Chappelle.
Oh, Chappelle? Oh, yeah. But again, people got over it. Well, because he was working on material, and that's why he doesn't allow people to record during his shows, because he was saying something, and it wasn't done yet. And he was working it out. He said something, and they go, "Oh, he was just saying this and this." And then you see the actual special. You go, "Okay, he's making like it's a whole giant chunk, and you're cutting out this one little bit that is out of context and saying he's anti-trans, and he's just saying no. I just want to know at what level I have to participate in your self-image. Like that was the whole thing.
Sure, yeah,
and yeah."
He's
a brilliant comic and
brilliant thinker.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's great.
In general, about life.
Whom I dislike
crazy.
these days is who's lauded as being one of the best. He still is, objectively, but he's a fucking asshole. Seinfeld, man. Like, I can't get over how much of a dick Seinfeld is to everybody.
But that's did how you he's watch always Seinfeld? Been.
No, I know, but it's just without the veneer.
Now
of
he's
it being
old
like,
and tired, so he's even more.
And an that's
asshole.
Always who he's been.
Well, I know, but he was.
You gotta watch the.
This is the old tired man. Version.
So I like it.
Of Jerry Seinfeld.
I like
yeah,
it.
He's like telling Kesha not to hug him. That was fucking hilarious.
That was amazing.
I don't know you.
But
what's the most recent thing that you don't like?
Oh, I saw him on that Letterman Netflix thing. And like he was being fucking condescending to fucking Letterman. You know what I mean? It's like
but that's who he is.
He's made so much money.
Yeah.
I understand, but
he has
an argument against fucking being a billionaire, man. Every billionaire is a monster. We should fucking line them up.
Yeah, he was when he was like 38.
You could finance a revolution.
He was dating a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. Yeah, yeah. Baller shit. Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
What'd you say?
He was dating a 17-year-old girl when he was like 38 years old.
During that show, he took her to the Emmys.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he married like a chick that was like 20 something. Like
that she got divorced so that she could go out with Seinfeld. Like, she was, like, recently married. She was married for, like, a month.
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
Jerry Seinfeld's like, nah, you're not married anymore. You're going to go out with
Seinfeld
me.
Seinfeld just took that dude's
woman?
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick just got butt-fucked by his
gonna,
ex-girlfriend.
I was just going to say that.
Chris Hardwick got me-too'd today.
Yes.
What?
Yes, he did.
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, because he was, like, real manipulative and, like, just kind of a monster to this girl that he was gone with. And it, like, makes sense. I believe it.
Oh,
I believe
yeah.
that he... As like a sober workaholic,
oh yeah,
just wanted a girl that he could fuck and knew that what she wasn't cheating on him, so he would like he was pretty terrible to her. And
somebody did she write like a letter or something?
Yeah, she wrote a big old thing.
It was in Medium.
Yeah,
that's so fucking. You're gonna air that personal thing? Like, that's
she
just...
never names him in the thing.
To be fair, he was. It sounded like he was a fucking monster.
Yeah, he sounds
yeah,
pretty
he sounds
terrible.
Like a fucking piece of shit.
And yeah, he'll be fine. I don't think I like he'll probably
he sounds
lose
that
his
bad in this thing. I always liked Chris Hardwick.
He sounds pretty terrible.
Yes, he like wouldn't let her out.
He had like rules,
friends.
Like within like
their house.
Weeks of them dating, he gave her guidelines of how like you don't go out at night because I want you there when I get home from work. Male friends. You can't do this. You can't do that. Like. All these things that, like, very controlling, very manipulative, and Kevin Bozeman was on today, and we were talking about that a little bit, about, like, how it takes, like, 4 or 5 months for a guy like that to break a person down and get to the point where they just don't know how to, they don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking scary, but that's what he did.
Dry
and now
drunks,
he's, like, married
man.
Shit. Yeah.
Dry
yeah.
drunks.
Mm.
Absolutely. He's a fucking, he wouldn't let her... a drink or go out or anything because he's sober.
Yeah.
And then he would make her have sex on demand, like,
yeah.
even when she didn't want to.
And then she had like she some sort of pregnancy that went wrong that she had to have like a surgery. And
I didn't read that part, but
oh yeah, and it was him and her mom, and her mom's like, oh, is she gonna be okay? And then he goes. Ask the doctor, when can we have sex again?
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like that.
What?
That quick, yeah.
Jesus.
Her last name was Dykstra, and I kept thinking that she was
Lenny
Nails.
Dykstra.
Yeah, Nails is fucking...
Lenny Dykstra?
You're a Major League Baseballer.
Did you see him get arrested?
Yes, with a handgun and fucking drugs.
No, he didn't have a handgun, he just had drugs.
Oh, I thought he said he had a gun too.
The Uber driver said that he pulled a gun, but he never had a gun. But there's this giant cop that's they're being so fucking gentle with this guy, and then you see the way they treated that dude from the Bucks, and
oh yeah.
Like they tase him and shit. But with Lenny Dykstra, they're like, look, calm down. We're just gonna take it easy.
Sorry about that, Nails.
Yeah, like oh, what a fucking
86 Mets.
Yeah, you wonder why. People are kneeling during the national anthem. Show this basketball player that is getting a ticket versus a guy that's got a bunch of fucking drugs. Now, I don't think either of them should be treated poorly, but
no.
You see how nice they are to this old white guy, and how shitty they are to a young black guy.
Mm-hmm. Think about the fucking, like, brain geniuses on the Phillies in the 90s with fucking Kurt Schilling and Lenny fucking Dykstra.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was basically like the cast of Always Sunny in Philadelphia was on the team.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Video game mogul
Kruk, John Kruk. The best John Kruk.
And that's the thing, you get of all those people, John Kruk's the fucking best of them all.
Love John Kruk. Love the Krukster. The best John Kruk story I've ever heard. I wish he still did commentary. Yeah, he does it for the Phillies.
Well, he doesn't do it, but not on ESPN anymore.
But the best John Kruk story I ever heard was, you know, like, people will get traded and they want their numbers, so they'll typically, like, buy them from, like, you know, a couple $1,000, like, $10,000 bucks or whatever, you can have my number. All Kruk wanted was two cases of Natty Ice and a box of Twinkies.
Number's yours.
Yep. That's the shit. I fucking love that guy.
John Kruk rules.
Remember when he was in the All-Star game against Randy Johnson and he turned
his helmet around?
Yeah, because he threw it behind him. Yeah. Fucking A.
Randy Johnson was an intimidating-looking dude.
Ugliest motherfucker.
So fucking...
gangly and like a mullet.
Group.
The big unit. Big cock, though. Big cock on that one.
He had a mullet into the mid-2000s.
Oh, yeah. Until he got to the Yankees, because they made
him. Yeah, they made him cut it. Yeah. And shave his mustache.
He looks like a roadie for Tom Petty. Yeah.
Is the nickname the big unit that we've all been... I can't imagine it's actually about his penis.
It's about his dick, dude.
What is it actually about?
It's about his fucking... Well, hog. His fucking massive
this nationwide
hog.
Thing that I've known since I was a young child is about...
Yeah, you were talking about his fucking hog is. Motherfucker can throw 102 miles an hour. You think that you can't be a top baby dick with that? It's got kind of force behind you. Fucking A. He exploded a fucking bird, for Christ's sake.
It is the best highlight in the history of sports, because how could that ever happen?
It's impossible. It's literally impossible. But fucking the big unit did it.
And they turned to dust.
If it is actually about his dick, there has to be some sort of fucking...
Nick Foles' nickname is Big Dick Nick.
Like how they call bongs tobacco pipes. There has to be some sort of...
Nah, it's a big unit.
Well, because he's a big,
have a
tall guy.
He's 7 foot tall. Yeah. Of course he has a fucking... He has a big unit.
Let's see.
Dump that... I'm just saying... Randy Johnson, dump that hog out, son.
I'd be on that. Like, if I was at work, I would excuse myself to go to the bathroom the moment I found out Randy Johnson's dick was on the internet. That's must see.
Randy Johnson. Fantasy boys. Boyfriends. Does he have a Twitter account? He's a photographer now. Like, for real.
Yeah,
a legitimate photographer.
Pics.
Fantasy boys.
Get us Randy Johnson dick pics.
Boyfriends. Tweet at Randy Johnson incessantly, getting him to show his big unit. Please. I doubt he has a fucking Twitter, right?
I don't think so.
He's an old school guy. Speaking of fucking old school 90s baseball players, it does blow my fucking mind about the fucking Frank Thomas, like the steroid fucking commercial. Do you guys know what
I'm
talking
about? That he's
doing?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
How is that? That's fucking insane! Yeah. All of his peers aren't in the Hall of Fame and because he's supposedly clean, and now he's doing fucking steroid commercials.
Well, now he's doing testosterone.
Well, oh yeah,
testosterone treatment.
Yeah, which is
and
steroid.
He's not a player anymore. So,
and I like how at the end he implies that the guy isn't good at porking his wife.
Yeah,
she'll like it too. Oh yeah, yeah. Aren't you Frank Thomas? Him. Oh yeah, it's like first of all, middle aged. How many people could pick Frank Thomas out of a lineup, let alone two 53-year-old women at a fucking Planet Fitness? Right?
Have we talked about the
backstory
Fox Sports
is...
commercials that are on iHeartRadio? Like, if you stream Fox Sports shows,
no.
They have commercials for dudes to stop harassing women for their nude pictures.
What?
Yeah. Like, there's, like, a girl going, like, basically, she's reading texts that she'd be sending to a guy, like, I said no. I am a robot underneath my clothes. I'm bloated today, and they're like, guys, if a girl doesn't want to send you pictures, you gotta understand that's harassment. It's a real fucking commercial. Yeah.
To be fair, like, some dudes do not get the take the fuck.
No, and I understand that. Honestly, but what I think it's funny.
Like, you should probably be telling kids to stop doing that because kids are doing that at a super young age.
Sure.
Yeah, like adults are just going to.
But I think what's funny is you hear that on Fox Sports. They don't run those ads during our show. It's just on Fox Sports. Like, if you're listening, like Dan like Patrick's are calling, yeah. Clay Travis, they're like, hey, dickheads. Stop calling women whores if they don't send you a picture.
Travis, objectively the worst person in sports media.
He's just so fucking boring to me.
It's so, like, fuck.
I don't really listen to his show. I just hear the clips that they played during Dan Patrick.
It's literally, like, he found a niche where he's like, I can be the conservative sports guy. And that's all. It's, like, so transparent and fucking. It's even more transparent than the fucking Kent State gun girl. You know what I mean? Like, it's God. It's so easy to be a chud. I don't understand. Like, one of us should, like, just fucking abandon, like, all conventions and just for a month see if we could be, like, fucking. Get like 10,000 Twitter followers. You know what I mean? Like some of these people that I've never heard of that all of a sudden are conservative darlings.
We should check Owen Benjamin's Patreon because I know it like ballooned when he first got it, but I wonder like how many people stuck with him.
Oh, he doesn't even have Twitter anymore, right?
Right. No, but like his Patreon like had like it says like he brings in $10,000 a month or something.
Oh, his website, huge pianist. Yeah.
I gotta go do wedding stuff with Cody. I totally lost track of time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Read about the big unit. That was the one thing we were going to say. We have to get to the origin here.
I thought we'd move past it.
Nah. There's always time for talk.
The story is Tim Raines is about 5'9". I might be generous there, Johnson says of his former Expos teammate. He was taking batting practice, and he just walked up to me and looked and said, "You're a big unit."
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that he was.
I mean, naked. I certainly like your way better, but.
Send her pics of my junk. Maybe she'll return the favor. Yeah, that's it. Take it off. Get nasty, you nasty apple. Don't you think this was a little weird? No way, dude. She's gonna love these.
Yeah, this one's. Don't send dick pics. Thanks for listening.
The moral of the story is if you're a banana, don't take a picture of the apple's junk. That was kind of homoerotic.
Yeah.
They implied this. They were taking it for him. Anyways, we're out of this bitch. Please harass Randy Johnson for us.
That's not cool. What are you doing with Cody? What are you guys? Cody's getting married. You're going to help set up some shit?
Not really set up, but kind of almost do like a rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing. Yeah, you're.
Hey, what happens if it rains tomorrow?
What happens if it rains tomorrow? It's not
supposed to. I don't think it's supposed to.
Well, never mind. It's a concern for a different day. Fantasy Boys, harass fucking. What's his name? Randy Johnson. Go to East End on Thursdays. Go to East End on the.
Tell us who you are, you cowards.
Yeah. Tell us who you are. At me, bitch. Bye.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.